It's the Knox County Relay for Life Radiothon, visiting with Larry Welch. Larry, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Tell us your experience with cancer, your journey. When were you first diagnosed?
First diagnosed February the 3rd, 2011.
And what were you diagnosed with?
Lung cancer, stage 3A, squamous cell carcinoma.
And what prompted you to get screened?
Well, it was a long process. I normally run in the morning with some friends, and about November of 2010, I was getting a thing where about half mile into the run, I just felt awful. And then usually I'd come out the other side and manage my run, but eventually every day it got worse and worse. I had to stop running, and then finally I stopped running, sat down, passed out. And then my friends took me to the ER, and then I spent the next 3 months going to various doctors, getting checked for various things. I was 49. Nobody could figure out what was wrong with me. And meanwhile, I was going downhill. I was losing my voice. I had horrible headaches. I couldn't stand up without passing out. And eventually, I just couldn't do my job very well. And so my wife and I decided we were going to go to Mayo Clinic and get looked at there. And we did. And then after a couple of days, they found a mass. And they took a biopsy, and that's what we found out.
Tell us your treatment. What treatment did you go through?
So I was given an aggressive treatment. It was the prognostication wasn't very good for the future, so it was going to be radiation and chemo at the same time after that.
And what's your condition now?
I'm cancer-free, as far as I know, and feel great. So now, it was fabulous. I appreciate every bit of it. The work that the medical people did was amazing.
How was your experience with the American Cancer Society?
The American Cancer Society, we had this deal. We were going to go for treatment up at Mayo in Rochester. And I grew up an hour from there. And I needed my wife with me just as a caregiver. I just had to have that. And we had a teenage son at home. And so my mother came down to watch him. And we went up to live in her place.
Oh,
she
okay.
lived about an hour away. And so we were going to commute in every day. Well, this was February in Minnesota. So, you know, all of a sudden the weather happened and the potholes and that commuting got old in a real hurry. And so we talked to the doctor and they had this thing called the Hope Lodge. And it was a block away from Mayo. And she set up a thing. And within a week we were staying there without paying a dime. They had wonderful facilities. I could go on and on, but it was a game changer. It was made it easy to get to the treatment, and you had kitchen facilities. You had these nice bedrooms. Your caregiver could stay with you. And I can't say enough about the esprit de corps. You had all these people who were undergoing cancer treatment, and there was, again, it really lifted your spirits. When somebody was down, you had other people to talk to. When you had a new kind of treatment, a new drug they were giving you, somebody else had it before and talked to you, well, you wouldn't want to eat this, but I could do this, and this made it better. And then they had these potlucks, and they once a week, and they would invite past residents in. So these people who had been through cancer and had survived would come back, and boy, was that meaningful.
Yeah.
That meant so much.
It's amazing, you know, the different things the American Cancer Society offers to those going through cancer, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I mean, they spend money on all the research, which is so important. The treatments are so much better than they used to be. It's just, you can't put your finger on how much it's changed from the old days. And then that Hope Lodge was an amazing facility. I mean, you don't understand how much taking care of yourself is so important and your health and your well-being and some of those little things like not having the hassle of the commute. Boy, that was really important. Can't say enough about it.
What's your experience like with the Relay for Life?
Well, the Relay for Life is such a neat event. It gets people together. It's kind of like living in Hope Lodge. You've got all of these survivors and all of this positive energy, people trying to address the issue of cancer and raise money. And there's so much more to be done. But boy, when they make a breakthrough on the treatment, it's worth every dime because people have higher survival rates. They feel better. It's not nearly as harsh on the system. it's such a good thing.
So, what advice would you give somebody who just gets diagnosed with, well, you know, any type of cancer? What would you tell them?
You know, I think Harley Nosher, a friend of mine, many of people know in this community, he had told me, you've got to find a doctor you're absolutely confident in and then do everything that the doctor says, and then you have to have a positive attitude. You've got to say, I can beat this. I'm going to beat this. I'm going to do what I need to do. And I really think he's on to something. That attitude is just so important. And it's hard. You know, you're feeling bad. You're worried about everything. And so it's really important to have supportive people around you. You know, a caregiver, family members, friends, coworkers who send positive energy your way. Boy, that's so important.
Larry Welch, thanks for being with us today.